I thought I'd read stories by Roscoe, things that happened in his life that point out how God cares for us and he's interested in not only the big things, but the little things, and how he will speak to us and guide us and direct us. And this one is called, You Can't Get Ahead of God, Can You? Give a whole week's salary as a week of sacrifice offering? That was out of the question. My salary was only $19 a week. And there were no extras like rent subsidy or medical allowance or utilities allowance or auto depreciation allowance. It was $19, period. There was nothing more. A similar job in public school started at $200 a month. And we needed everything. We needed furniture. We needed clothes. We needed tires for the car. I could see one of the inner tubes at two different places through the casing. I had come to my first week of prayer and sacrifice after accepting a position on the faculty of Maplewood Academy. And on Tuesday afternoon in the faculty lounge, our principal made an appeal for the faculty to set the students a good example by giving a good week of sacrifice offering. He reminded us that we had asked the students to go without butter or dessert or something else for the week and give what they saved as a week of sacrifice offering. He said it had become traditional for denominational employees to give a full week's salary for the week of sacrifice offering, and he urged us to do our duty. I immediately told myself, that's out of the question for me. Then I thought, that may be all right for some of these folks who have been in the work for years and who receive a higher salary, who already have nice cars and comfortably furnished homes, but for me, it's out of the question. Professor E.D. Kirk was sitting across the room from me, and I suppose he knew what was going on in the minds of some of us new workers. He spoke up and said, You know, when I first went into the work years ago and came to my first week of sacrifice and learned that as a denominational worker we were encouraged to put in a full week's salary, I didn't see how I could do it. But I went home, talked it over with my wife, and we decided we would. We put in the week's salary, and we never missed it. We've done the same thing every year since, and we never missed the money. So I decided I should at least talk it over with my wife. I did, and we decided to give the week's salary. A few days later, I received word that the board had voted me a retroactive pay increase, and the retroactive part of it came to a little more than the amount of our offering. We followed the plan of giving a week's salary for the week of sacrifice offering for many years, and God followed his plan of always more than replacing it from some unusual and unexpected source. And then I have just one more here. I don't know if any of us put in a week's salary. That's the first time I've ever actually heard of that going on. It might give us cause to think a little bit.